Attention, women. Is your glass ceiling preventing you from reaching your maximum potential? On this episode of The Real Estate Woman Podcast, learn how new opportunity always holds an even greater sense of accomplishment than the last. As a female team leader, franchise owner, or industry leader exploring new opportunities, we'll discuss how you can prevent yourself from becoming comfortable with the status quo when you know you can do so much more. Hello, and welcome back to The Real Estate Woman, a podcast for women in the real estate industry who are passionate about expanding their careers through business development and leadership. I'm Debbie LaRiviere, owner of Monterre Coaching, a company that ascends top talent to new heights in the real estate industry. And that is exactly what I want to do for you. The way I define the glass ceiling for women in business is as an artificial restriction that causes boredom or frustration. The key is dismissing the barrier and taking the opportunity to accomplish something you've never thought possible. It's a challenge, and I am always ready for a challenge. I feel as if I'm hearing Adele in my head. I am ready. Are you ready? Now you're going to sing it the rest of the podcast. I was in the position to raise my hand for an opportunity for leadership in launching a national brokerage firm. When I approached the regional director, I was handed what could have been one of those glass ceilings. I went to him to discuss about me being considered for the role of launching the brokerage. Being new to the local market, because I had transitioned out of the Orlando market into Wilmington, North Carolina, his response was, "Well, go prove yourself to be influential in this market, and we'll talk about it." Now, I could have taken that as the soft or hard no. Instead, I looked at the opportunity to bet on myself and make a moonshot. When he said that to me, that led me to think, go be influential. What would be the best way for me to prove myself influential in a brand new real estate market? One where I didn't even have a real estate license. Step one, get my North Carolina real estate license. I was on my way to the journey. After that, I got to thinking, okay, how else can I prove myself influential within a local real estate market? So why not go and apply to be elected to the board of directors? I mean, skip all the steps, just go for the gusto. So I filled out the application to sit on the board of directors for our local real estate board. From there, I started connecting with leaders of brokerages across our industry. I made the soft ask of, I'm running for the board. Would it be possible to come in and talk to your agents and share with them my focuses and what I'd like to see different in the board? Now, granted, I had just gotten there and I didn't really know what needed to be different. Therefore, I was able to conjure my way into every brokerage in Wilmington to do a presentation on why I should be considered for the board of directors. Obviously, a lot of that was my story, my past, my success in real estate in another market, and unbeknownst to them, my attempt in becoming the leader of a brokerage. I had my name on that ballot, and I was elected. I was elected to the board of directors and served 4 years as a board member, changing the way we did real estate in the local market. Here's the thing. As we have discussed, women in leadership in the real estate industry are disproportionately low to the 66% of female realtors. You are your own best advocate. No one is going to make the decision or accept the challenge besides you. In many geographical areas, real estate is dominated by the good old boys club. You know, the guys on signs talking about all of the high dollar homes that they sell. We see this predominantly in the commercial real estate space as well, where only 37% female representation exists. As females, we have to embrace getting comfortable being uncomfortable and raising our hands to seek out opportunities. Some of those opportunities may be running for your local board or even chairing a committee. Start a women's real estate networking group or attend the commercial real estate women meetings, even if you sell residential homes. The opportunities are endless if you're looking to explore leadership opportunities within your area. You could even consider looking at other firms for leadership opportunities. Even today, I coach several firms who are looking for leaders in the industry to help them grow their offices and take the business to the next level. This could be your chance to break through that ceiling. Ceilings have always become a pivotal moment for change and opportunity. This is the place where you have the opportunity to ask yourself, what's next? Go generate a vision around that opportunity. Now, we talk about all this opportunity and things that we should consider to elevate ourselves as leaders in the industry. And I can imagine you're probably asking yourself, now, how do I do that? How do I set myself apart or become someone that qualifies for the next level? It is about having confidence in your abilities and having the humility to learn new strategies. Mentorship and direction are vital to help you see situations differently, communicate at a higher level, and grow yourself professionally. Now, this may be obvious. In order to be a great leader, you have to have followers. How are you guiding others to success? Ultimately, I realized that this was the point of the message to go be influential. This is one exercise that I truly have valued through my years in the industry. It's one that I think back to every time I'm taking a new leap. How can I go be influential in that space? Even now, I'm working on growing followers of this podcast, and being influential in the lives of women in real estate. I'm also working to be influential with top teams and brokerages reaching their desired level of success, because you know what? It brings knowledge to me that I can share with you. Here are just a few ways that I have observed leaders excelling in the role. Oftentimes we forget, as women leaders, that it is possible to show up with care and candor. Hugs and drop an elbow. That's what that stands for. And you know what? People appreciate it. They don't know you care until they know you care. Communicate in a solution-based manner with advice instead of feedback. One of my favorite thoughts is when someone says, "Can I offer you some feedback?" As much as I appreciate feedback, to me, feedback says, "Here comes the negative." Now, if someone said, "Hey, Debbie, can I offer you some advice?" That's the person I'm listening to. I want to know what it's going to be shared such that I can grow my career and become a better person, become a better leader, wife, mom, dog keeper, all the things that I'm responsible for. One key thing that I think so often we avoid are the hard conversations. Here's the thing with hard conversations. No one likes to have them. It's not like I wake up in the morning and say, "Gosh, I hope I get to have a hard conversation today." No, I wake up in the morning and I say, "Ooh, I have to have a hard conversation with someone, and that's going to make me stronger, and that's actually going to help to generate more respect from others on the receiving side of that conversation and for other people that conversation affected." Finally, please consider holding others accountable. They want you to do that for them. Be willing to put emotion in your pocket. Now, I know as women, we can be nurturing and friendly, and here comes that hammer or elbow again. It does need to be dropped from time to time. Final thought I'd like for you to consider. I am here with you, being vulnerable and breaking through my own glass ceiling. As I am launching Monterre Coaching, a podcast, and a mastermind series. I am setting my sights on connecting with mentors and experts in different arenas of the real estate industry who are doing unique things, leading in new ways, and pushing me to be great. How do we make your current ceiling a new floor in 2024? Are you ready to level up your leadership capabilities? Check the show notes for a free strategy session with me to help you grow and break through your glass ceiling.